Well, all right, let me jump on into my opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys, the Daily Right Side Way monologue is brought to you every day by attorney Stan McDonald, a partner at the firm of Wilmer and Lee. Wilmer and Lee. You'll hear more about Stan in just a moment, but he is the sponsor of the Right Side Way. So, look, yesterday, the world saw the most incredible display of first world jackassery. At levels we've never seen before. Right there at the Supreme Court of the United States, one of the most respected and well-preserved bastions of the rule of law in the entire world. A place where allegedly legal jurisprudence is supposed to meet with common sense and render precedents that affect literally hundreds of millions of people and truthfully have tangential effects on billions of others around the world. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday by a woman pretending to be a man, arguing in favor of mutilating young children because they were supposedly born in the wrong bodies. Should I say that again? The Supreme Court heard oral arguments by a woman pretending to be a man who was arguing in favor of mutilating young children because they were supposedly born in the wrong bodies. I'm telling you, we have slipped off into some kind of post-apocalyptic mayhem. In my opinion, there are some things for which a nation will be judged. There are some things that future generations will look back on and literally judge their ancestors on how they responded. I mean, we look back on the Salem witch trials now and we are repulsed by it, but it happened. We look back on slavery now and we are repulsed by it, but it happened. We look back on the genocide of Jews and we are repulsed by it, but it happened. And I believe that how we as a modern generation act right now to care for and protect our kids, that's something that future generations will look back on and judge us for. Nationwide, there's a focus, an emphasis, if you will, on asserting that in America we value our children and as such we want what is best for them in every way. As conservatives, we want to know that our children are being taught the best possible levels of reading, writing, arithmetic, sciences, technology, history, civics. In essence, we want an actual education for our kids, and we want our kids to be safe, to feel valued, to have positive social interactions, to be truly educated, which includes having an outcome-based education that rewards success and remediates failure, but stays focused on what is actually best for the child. Maybe even stays focused on, education. Sounds reasonable, right? Conservatives want our children to be educated. Liberal progressives, they just want our children. News broke yesterday, the Chicago Teachers Union is demanding that transgenderism be incorporated into their teaching curriculum. Huh. So on the one hand, they want to teach science, ostensibly biology, and they'll teach grammar, which includes the correct use of pronouns, and they'll keep order in the classroom and not allow bullying, but then they'll flip the script just to get to the agenda, which is, oh, by the way, transgenderism. I mean, think back to your own school days. Do you remember those times when we were taught to keep secrets from our parents? By our teachers? No. To literally conspire with teachers to say or do things that our parents wouldn't like and then not tell our parents? No. Just to enjoy that salacious nature of having a trusted adult help us rebel against our own family? No, you don't remember doing that? Neither do I. None of us do, because it's wrong, and any teacher who tried that back in the day would find themselves out on their ear. All right, well, never mind that one. I'm sure by now you all recall those halcyon days of learning when you sat in biology class and you learned about the fundamentals of biology and anatomy and physiology and you took tests on the topic. And even though the textbooks told you what was what, you were also told by your teachers that despite having to pass the test, that it was all hogwash in reality and that the textbooks were wrong because any male could be a female and vice versa simply by identifying. Oh, wait, you don't remember that? Neither do I. None of us do. Any teacher who tried that would have been run out of town on a rail. Well, okay, hang on. What about that time when we were taught in English class to use the proper pronouns based upon the standards of the actual English language? And then we went down the hall to our next class and we had another teacher tell us that we can misappropriate pronouns for our own satisfaction and that she can be for a he and that they, them can be used on a singular person. But wait, okay, hang on. That didn't happen in my school. And I guarantee it didn't happen in yours either. But it does now. All of that, it happens far too often. Any teacher back in the day that attempted this kind of tripe would have been sent packing forthwith. Every single day, we are now catching more glimpses into the activist factories that some schools have become. Schools where every value, every belief, every patriotic vibe and faith-based position is laid bare and vacated by activists who pose as teachers. It happens every day now, and we're beginning to see it more and more. But then let's talk about what else happens to kids in our country. Because there's another shocking story. It's not just the transgender ideology. How about this? Another shocking story comes from our southern border. As hundreds of thousands of unaccompanied young children have inexplicably streamed into our country, unaccompanied, some as young as 2 years old, showing up at the border by themselves with nothing but a phone number written on their arms. And the Biden administration has just allowed these precious ones to come into our care and then promptly lost them. And I don't mean a few. A recent report from the Inspector General of ICE within the Biden administration details the awful statistic that the Biden administration has allowed over 300,000 young minor children to enter the U.S. unaccompanied and now has no contact for them. No knowledge of where they are, just gone out into the ether with only the hope that they are safe and not being trafficked and abused. Look, children in America too often face the social contagion of constant pressure to follow their own truth, to get medical intervention, even surgeries, and wind up more often than not with a lifetime of counseling and medication. We're also seeing, and I suspect we'll see more in the future, of kids that are disappearing after they come in because liberals are willing to take them in but do nothing to help care for them, and we don't even know where they go. We have a society right now that is too often telling a child they need to understand, accept, and even participate in adult versions of sexuality. Even to the extent of allowing children who can't drive or legally sign a contract or marry or join the military make a decision about whether or not their biology is what they say it is. We have reached the zenith of social schizophrenia. On the one hand, we tell children that we are going to affirm them, while on the other hand, demanding they be treated as being altered because they were made wrong. So we claim to value children as important, as dear to us, and yet we callously have a national policy that allows vulnerable children to wander across the border and be farmed out to alleged family members and then promptly wash our hands of them and write them off the books. We've got to rein all this in, because I'll be honest, they'll be adults soon enough if they make it that far. And how will they remember their childhood? You see, kids are a gift from God, and we're called to be stewards of His gifts. That's why I'm concerned. Our nation is on the one hand doing all that we can for kids, and on the other hand, we're destroying them at a rate never before seen. And gone are the days, by the way, when we can just turn a blind eye and pretend we didn't know. Gone are the days where we can just shrug our shoulders and say, well, it's not my kid, so it's not my fight. Progressive liberals, they want our kids. And if it's not your kid today, it'll be your grandchild tomorrow. It'll be that sweet neighbor's kid who plays in the yard. It'll be the little minions who run the hallways of your church or play on the playground in the corner or the ones who get too loud in the grocery store. This, my friends, is a fight for all of us. So as a nation, as a culture, I really do believe we're going to be held accountable one day. Future generations are going to look back on this time, and what will they say about us? It is not enough to say that we were good stewards with our possessions or our skills or our talents or our natural resources or our time. One of the greatest forms of stewardship that any culture can be measured against is the simple question, what did you do with the children? And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.